That's the Way by Lino Nelisi. Illustrated by Elspeth Alex Bett. On Saturday, Dad packed our lunch into a large white chili bin. Mum was in the car. "Fuck Ave, hurry up," she said. "The team will be waiting for me." Off we drove to the park. "One day, Animoi, you will play in the team," said Mum. "I'll have my own lava and a t-shirt, just like yours," I smiled. "You'll have to hit the ball hard, like your mother, and be good at catching the high ones," laughed Dad. We arrived at the park. The rest of Mum's team was already there at one end. Mum quickly wrapped her lava around her waist. She picked up her bat and walked towards her team. I watched her go. "Dad, I can't wait to have my own lava. I want to be in the team." "Only when you're old enough," said Dad. We loved watching the women playing island cricket. They were much more fun to watch than the men. When a woman from the other team was out, they all cheered, clapped, and whistled. Mum would blow her whistle and shout out to her team, "Pasi taha, pasi ua, pasi tolu." They carried on playing until the whole team had a turn to bat. Just then, I heard my name. "Animoi, Animoi." "They're calling you," said Dad. I raced over. The woman smiled at me. "We're short of one player," said the captain. "Today, you are going to play with us." Mum handed me a blue lava, a blue t-shirt, and the bat. I laughed with the woman when they saw that the bat was as tall as me. But the bat was light. I carried it on my shoulder, just like Mum. I marched smartly to the field. The referee looked at me. "Tu, stand firm. Ono mai, look at the ball and hit. Kia mo, are you ready?" she called. I nodded my head. My hands felt slippery as I tried to grip the neck of the bat. I swung the bat. The ball spun across the field and into the hedge. The women from the other team ran after it and searched and searched. "Taha, ua, tolu, fa, lima," counted the captain. "5 runs for Animoi," she called. Both teams clapped for me. Mum smiled and smiled. I heard Dad yelling, "That's the way, my girl!"